All right. Why are you staring at me? Yes, you were. You were totally staring at me. Out with it. What is so interesting that you just have to stare at me? Okay. So I turned the page a little weird. No big deal. Did you see something else? Okay. Would you like to share it with me so we can talk about it, or do you just want to keep being weird about it and have me playing 20 questions? Come on, out with it. Use your words. I know you know how to speak. I'm sorry. You're saying that you saw me hold the book with both of my hands, and then a secret third limb, something that you're describing as a tentacle, came up and turned the page for me? Is that what you're telling me you saw? No. No, I don't think it's ridiculous at all. In all honesty, I thought you were too busy looking at your phone that you wouldn't have noticed. That's what I get for letting my guard down around you. You would not believe the amount of work I've put into keeping this a secret. You're not mad, are you? I mean, out of the reactions I prepared myself for, anger, confusion, even sadness. I wasn't expecting this. I don't know what you would call it. It's a curiosity from you. You've always seemed more reserved. When I first moved in here, you were all about helping me, making things as easy as possible because you really didn't want to make shit harder than it was, and that was really, really sweet. I thought I would be able to trust you with my tentacly secret, but I just didn't know if I could trust you. As the months passed, the trust built up, and now I consider you one of my best friends. I wasn't sure how you would react to finding out you've been sharing the same space with a tentacle monster like me. I figured it had gone on too long. I would just keep them under wraps. Normally, I only let my tentacles out when I'm home alone or you've gone to bed for the night, and I know there's absolutely no risk of you finding out. I've just gotten so comfortable sharing a space with you. I completely forgot. I'm sorry. Do you still want to share an apartment with me? Really? You do? The tentacles don't freak you out or anything? Yeah, I get that. You've lived your whole life like this. Did you even know creatures like me existed? Guess we are learning things today. If it makes you feel any better, I don't keep my tentacles hidden because of some sort of hidden agenda or, something nefarious. I was taught better. The worst thing I've done is steal an extra piece of bread when you weren't looking. All things considered, I think I'm pretty innocent. I'm sorry about lying to you. I'm sorry about keeping this from you, but can you blame me? I wasn't sure how you were going to react. It's one thing to share your home with a roommate, but it's another thing to share your home with a monster. Even though I don't have any ill intent, I know what I look like. I know what my image conjures up. You don't have to lie to me. Since there's no real point in hiding them anymore, Would you like to see my tentacles? Here they are. All six tentacles. Considering how blue they are, I should have realized you would have caught that color. I guess I've just lived with it so long, I didn't think twice. So, now that you've seen them, what do you think? You think they're cool? Are you just saying that to make me feel better or something? No, I just wasn't expecting you to be so chill about it. I really thought that you were going to freak out and want me out of your apartment, or maybe even want me dead or something. I didn't expect you to be so intrigued by the tentacles. Kind of makes me regret not showing you them sooner. Guess I just got lucky with having you as my roommate. And I'm sorry about how they're moving. When I free them like this, they tend to squirm around, kind of like they have a mind of their own. That's what I get for scrunching them into my pants all day. The tendrils probably just have to wiggle and move freely for a little bit. Then they'll feel good. Don't you know my secrets? I don't have to hide these around you anymore, do I? Oh, you don't know how good that is to hear. I mean, obviously I'm going to still hide them in public. I doubt the vast majority of people are as cool as you. I'm really lucky to have you as my roommate because I doubt anyone else would be this chill about it. I'm actually kind of impressed with how well you're taking things. Though, you do just keep staring at my tentacles as they whip around. You're not even looking at me. Just fascinated by the tendrils moving around. The tentacles are trying to feel everything within their grasp so they have a better understanding of their surroundings. I can control my tentacles, but it's a lot easier on me if I let them do their own thing. You have no idea the amount of energy I was using to keep them safely tucked away all day. It's sort of like, how do I put this? Have you ever sat in a position for too long and you started to feel yourself go numb? That's kind of what it feels like for my tentacles. Now, they are regaining feeling as they continue to explore around us. Do you like how they look? You've been fixated on them since I first revealed them to you. It's a little obvious that you're interested in what my tentacles offer. You've only seen them on octopi at the aquarium. Haven't felt one before, and now you're starting to get curious all over again. I'm not upset with you. Really? I actually think it's cute how fascinated you are by me. Is that a bad thing to say? You continue to watch as the tendrils wind around each other, easily tangling and untangling. A slight coat of slime makes it easy for them to glide against each other. The tendrils continue to move around without any rhyme or reason. As hard as you try, you can't tear your eyes away from them. Never having been this close to something like me. Adrenaline pumping through your body. You feel a pang of jealousy watching the tentacles play with each other. You're wondering how they would feel against you, aren't you? You can touch them if you want. Yeah, I'm being serious. If I didn't trust you, I wouldn't have brought them out in the first place. If I'm being honest, you're the first person in this town I've been 100% myself with. If anyone was going to feel my tentacles, I want it to be you. There's no reason to deny yourself. I'm inviting you. Touch one of my tentacles if that's what you want to do. There you are. Be careful. I know they're a little slippery. Nice and easy. Just like that. Grip onto the tendril a little bit tighter. Good, good. Now hold it there. Does it feel anything like you thought it would? There's a squishiness to it. You squeeze the tentacle and feel there are no bones, only muscle. You can feel the strength from how the suckers are attaching to your fingers, entangling themselves between each of them. Another tentacle of mine decides it's a good idea to start tickling your leg, snaking between them, mapping out your physical form. You weren't sure what you were expecting, but it certainly wasn't for the tentacles to feel this nice, was it? Silky in your touch. My tentacles start to get bolder with exploring. I'm sorry. If I had better control over them right now, I would. Seems like the tendrils are more excited to be out and about than they are to do as they're told. Roaming all over your body. Making a map of how you feel. You find yourself scooting closer, wanting to feel my tentacly goodness against you. This curiosity you have is going to be the death of you at this rate, puppy. Oh, look at that fluster. Just when I thought you couldn't get any better looking, you proved me wrong. I didn't think you would get all shy on me when you're playing with my tentacles like this. Your emotions are feeling a bit conflicted right now. Wanting to know more, but not wanting to ruin the friendship. And then you think about how being called puppy makes you feel, and it's almost too much. This isn't enough to satisfy your curiosity, is it? Whining as the suckers continue to unattach and reattach, you see them leaving bruises in their wake. Marking you up. Didn't think you would have such a reaction, puppy. If I had known you were going to actually enjoy them and not be afraid of them, I don't think I would have kept them hidden for so long. Since you seem to be enjoying yourself so much, would you like to see what else they can do?